Church.
Sound impersonation there as producer, and a cool one from March of 1964. For Nancy Sinatra, of course, covered the Beatles, Run For Your Life, track that ends her Boots album from 1966, The Id. It's about as bluesy as we get here, those few songs. Those Ever Lovin' Baby Blues from Girls in the Garage, Volume 1. The Bad Seeds, I'm a King Bee, great, great version. And The Bad Seeds, Corpus Christi, Texas, and the drummer went on to join Penny Arcade, who were produced by Mike Nesmith, and another member went on to was a founding member of Bubble Puppy. So interesting stuff there. I'm a King Bee. The Youngbloods for the first album, first track, Grizzly Bear. The Lovin' Spoonful, Wild About My Lovin', also from their first album, 1965. Jefferson Airplane, a cool track, It's All Right, from 1966. Originally an outtake from the first album, and then first surfaced in the mid-70s on the Early Flight album. And it's funny, on that Early Flight compilation from 74, song is credited to Paul Kantner and Skip Spence, and then when it surfaced as a bonus track on the CD reissue of Jefferson Airplane Takes Off around 2002, credited to Balin and Spence. So, interesting. Anyway, The Birds, Chris Hillman track from my favorite Birds album, Younger Than Yesterday, Have You Seen Her Face? Start off the set with the Hollies. Hollies Every Week, Signs That Will Never Change. I guess in the U.S., the B-side of Carrie Ann. Was it the B-side there also in the U.K.? I could just look it up on the internet, but you know what? It's time to move on to the next set. and, you know, so we wrapped up that set with Shanga Dulang, a Jagger Richards song. It was recorded by someone else. That brings to mind another track, Jagger Richards song, and by the great underrated New York girl grouper. Well, she wasn't actually in a group. She was herself, but the girl group Sound. Talking about Tracy Day from New York City. And today happens to be Tracy's birthday. Spelled D-E-Y, birthday. So let's celebrate with some Tracy Day, shall we? Starting with Jagger Richard composition here on Shaken Street.
Turns to gray.
I love to give you.
All I wanna do is live for you.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to Tracy Day, turning 80 today. One of the underrated early 60s singers in the girl group genre, despite not being in a group. But yeah, Jerry, I'm Your Sherry. Gotta love a great answer record, novelty record. It's all there. 1962 on VJ. And written and produced by Bob Crew, who, of course, co-wrote and produced the song that was answering Sherry by the Four Seasons. And amazing stuff. And before that, we heard Tracy Day as D-E-Y. Tracy Day, Here Comes the Boy, which after she left VJ, that was her next record called... Yeah, Here Comes the Boy, and that was another Bob Crew number, and that was from 1963, and a Bob Crew production arranged by Colello, in quotes, and of course it's Charlie Colello, who went on to become a brief member of the Four Seasons, but an arranger, a conductor, songwriter, producer. Why it's just billed as Colello, I don't know, but Charlie Colello's still with us, apparently, too. He's 84, Newark, New Jersey native. Tracy Day from New York City. What was her real name? Nora something. So before Here Comes the Boy, we heard three songs from Day and Knight. Tracy Day and Gary Knight on Columbia, but still Bob Crew Productions. We heard Here Comes the Boy. We heard Young Love, of course, a song best known, I guess, by Sonny James. Donny Osmond had a hit. I'm guessing their version is based on Leslie Gore's cover or vice versa, because that was from 1965. Before that, we heard Ooh Delay from 1966, another Day and Night song. And then we heard the flip side of Young Love, the B-side, I'm Gonna Love You Tomorrow from Day and Night. Great track. Before that, Tracy Day doing a Teresa Brewer hit from 1964, Gonna Get Along Without You Now, great version. Marching Home, before that, 1966, Tracy Day single on Columbia, and co-written by Bob Crew and Gary Knight. I Won't Tell, a great Bob Crew, Bob Gaudio number from 1964. Most of those Tracy Day solo singles were on Amy, as was the one that started that set, Blue Turns to Gray, Jagger Richard number, 1965, great version. And I'm not sure if she was first with it. Were the Mighty Avengers first out with that one? But, of course, the Stones version showed up on December's Children. And so we ended that previous set with Adrian Poster doing the Jagger Richards song, Shang Dulang. And it started that one with Tracy Day, Blue Turns to Gray. So happy birthday to Tracy Day. Should be better known. Really great. Of course, in the FMU universe, you can hear Tracy regularly on like the Todophonic Todd show or Crayons to Perfume here on Rock and Soul Radio, etc. And I think I'm talking too much, but I do have to say, since we're playing Day and Night, and if you thought Jerry, I'm Your Sherry was too goofy or ridiculous, we can only go one place after a Day and Night set, and that's to Gary Knight's solo masterpiece here on Shakin' Street.
Spaceship. I landed in the year 2705. I met some gorillas on horseback. When I seen them packing rifles, I just ran for my life. They were hunting. They had guts. Turning human beings into household pets. There were monkeys over planets and shapes. Here on the
met an ape I didn't like.
English talking fancy dressed dudes calling me ugly, well it's hard to believe. Orangutan society proves Darwin was an animal like Adam and Eve. People see, people do. If I can do the people, cheetah, you can do it too. So take heed before it's too late. The future takes
Book which is called The Love of a Bird. I've got a book which is called The Love of a Bird. I don't know what to say, 'cause I don't know what it means. I don't know what to say. I only know something. Come on, little boy. Come on, little baby. You'd better walk to me. You'd better walk to me. You'd better walk to me. I've got a book which is called The Love of a Bird. I love you, little girl. It's all which I ever have learned. Where can you see how to be? I've got a book which is called The Love of a Bird. Yeah. I've got a book which is called The Love of a Bird. I don't know what to say, 'cause I don't know what it means. I don't know what to say. Only know the love of being. Come on, little boy. Come on, little baby. You'd better walk to me. You'd better walk to me. You'd better walk to me. hears all this talk. Let me take you by your little hand, take you for a little walk. It's no secret to me why I love you so. The way you seem to be, never wanna let you go. What's happening here? What is all this talk? Let me take you by your little hand, take you for a little walk. Let me take you by your little hand, take you for a little walk.
Oh,
Well, couldn't think of anything else to play the day after 420, being today's 421. There's Contact High from Ike and Tina Turner from 1970. Here on Shakin' Street, the place to come for that Contact High. Before Ike and Tina, we heard a great Buddy Miles cover from John Hamilton and Doris Allen, Them Changes. The Shags before that, not the incompetent sister act or the Connecticut Garage Band, but band from Wisconsin, Cause I Love You. The Grapes, When the Four Winds Blow, they were from, boy, a lot of Indiana today. A lot of false endings and a lot of Indiana. Before that, we heard another Connecticut act, Uranus and the Five Moons, Is Happening Here. And they were a band formed at Wesleyan College that performed in the colleges in New England and I guess mostly Connecticut in the late 60s. Cool track. The Sevens, The Love of a Bird. They're from Switzerland. Before that, we heard the Yormas and Bo Diddley via Finland and Locomotion. And they credit Goffin and King, but if that was the Little Eva Locomotion, I didn't recognize it. Started off the set with Gary Knight and Planet of the Apes. Really, truly awful, but just amazing. I cannot help myself. Anyway, Shakin' Street winding down, so let's, time for maybe one or two more, so let's check out this one from Kim D, later recorded as Kim Davis, here on Shakin' Street.
last night we don't talk. Yeah, my baby says she was through with me. I don't want to change her mind. Maybe the guy or something I said that made her feel that way. I don't know why we had to say goodbye. Understood me, loved me, leave me, made me lonely. Yeah, but look at her now. I can't see how I feel down. She was never around. Didn't mean that much to me anyhow. So goodbye to love. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. I said, oh.
You know I think you're getting straight. Thank you.